Hi, guys. Welcome back to Babecast. Thanks for listening. So stoked to be back and appreciate you guys for sticking around. I'm excited for you guys to hear this episode today. She seems like she has no fear, in my opinion. She's super talented. Another person I found from Instagram because, you know, that's just how I roll. She's an active videographer and photographer. Please welcome to Babecast, owner of Digital Lens, Lindsay Miller. Okay, so you are an active photographer and videographer, which is so interesting to me because I feel like it's a very unique thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is very unique, and sometimes people are like, well, are you pigeonholing yourself by doing that? But, you know, I have like a real passion for like covering people working out or like being more active and you know, capturing those moments and stuff.
I think that's so cool. So we're going to get into that and how you started with that to begin with, but we're going to talk about you first. So where are you from originally?
I'm from Jacksonville.
You are? Originally. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Did you go to college at all or no?
I went to the University of North Florida.
When you were a kid, did you have like a dream job? Like, was there something you always like, I want to be this when I grow up? Or was there anything?
No. It was like, so I went through this phase where I was like, I would tell everybody that I was like an aspiring like heart surgeon. Like, you know, like you'd like, my parents always wanted me like be a doctor, a lawyer. And I would like, I remember looking up on Google, like, which one makes the most money? And I mean, I don't know if it's correct, but I was like, heart surgeon, that sounds cool. And then I started taking like math and science classes in high school. And I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
It's like once you realize how much goes into it, you're like, oh, just kidding. I don't want to do that at all. So you have a lot of hobbies that are aside from what you do for a living, right? Like I saw on your Instagram that did you get certified to be like solo skydiving? Is that a thing? Is that what you're doing? Or is it just for fun?
I actually have my A license now, which is, 25 jumps, and you can reach a point where you can jump with your friends and like do all that. Not tandems. That's what people get confused. Like,
okay.
They're like, oh, so you can be attached to me when I jump out of a plane. I'm like, no, that's a little ways away.
Okay. But is that like your goal? Would you want to do that? Or you just like doing it on your own?
I just like doing it on my own right now. I kind of am doing it for myself, and it's been a lot of fun.
I think it's amazing. And like your videos are insane, and it's so crazy that you, like, I'm such a baby. I don't even like to fly. So
I have wanted to do it for a long time, but I've been like a really big chicken about it. Like, I didn't want to jump out of a plane.
Really?
Like, I was like terrified
that shocks
of the idea.
Me.
It
sounded like, I feel like you seem like you have like a no fear thing about you, that you're just kind of like, I'm doing it.
Well, thank you. But no, actually, like, if I would have like had the courage to do it, like when I was 18, I totally would have. And I wish I had looking back. Like, I wish I'd just done it. I don't know if you've ever been on the ride, like the Tower of Terror.
Yes.
That scares me. I will not go on that ride.
I went on it when I was younger. Yeah, for sure. But that's terrifying.
It's so scary. And I, for some reason, thought that was what jumping out of a plane was going to feel like.
The feeling of falling.
Yeah. And it feels nothing like that.
It doesn't?
No.
What
it's
does
awesome.
It feel like?
It's like hard to explain.
Do you not really feel like you're falling? Like, do you, I don't know if that makes sense, but like, because you think of that when you said the Tower of Terror, that's immediately your stomach drops to the floor, you know? Is it not that intense?
It's not that intense because when you're on the Tower of Terror, you're sitting still and then all of a sudden you're just like dropping, you know? But like when you're on a plane and it's going forward and then you're jumping out at like 120 miles an hour, like it's just like you're kind of like canceling out that like stomach dropping feeling.
Yes.
You might get butterflies a little bit, but like I've started to look forward to that feeling, which is crazy.
Yeah, like the adrenaline rush, I guess, right?
Isn't that,
'cause that's kind of how it is. So what, you had to go 25 times in order to go by yourself? Is that what you said it was? Or...
Well, you go through like this, you have to go through ground school. It's like a few hours long. You like learn like all that you can about skydiving before you make your first jump.
Right.
You jump out. There's 8 different levels that you have to pass with like an instructor. And then by your 8th jump, you're basically jumping out on your own. And that's like when you're cleared to solo skydive, but you can't get your A license until you have 25 jumps. And there's like things that you have to check off your list. And like, you know,
I see what you're saying. So how many have you done?
30.
Oh my gosh. Is that just for you for fun? Or is there like, do you have anything in mind? Like, would you want to do that as like another side thing? Like jump out with people eventually? Or do you just like it?
You know, I don't know. I'm kind of just like riding this wave, seeing where it takes me. I have like thought about like, you know, I shoot active media photography. I would love to add like skydiving to that.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
That
would be so cool.
It'd be really fun. I mean, a lot of people do video and skydiving and stuff, but like kind of like, you know, adding my own special flair to it.
I love
that. Where that goes.
So what else are, so skydiving is like something that you started doing. What else do you do when you're not working? Like what are some more of your hobbies?
Oh,
you have a lot.
I just work a lot.
Oh, okay.
No. So there's the skydiving thing that's going on right now, but like, I don't know, surfing.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I just like to get involved, like, or get moving, working out and just kind of like, I like to try like different like gyms and places to work out, like whether it's yoga, CrossFit.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you, do you have a favorite or you kind of just like to do it all?
I like to do it all at this point. kind of keep it like...
keep your body guessing.
Yeah.
I like it. What about guilty pleasures? Are you into any reality TV?
I would probably say like The Bachelorette. Okay. Like watching The Bachelorette.
Are you watching?
Like, yes.
Okay. So I kind of fell off a little bit this season. We used to host a podcast talking about The Bachelor. Like it was all about it. But I don't know. I fell off. But do you like Hannah?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know. I watched like for the first, maybe the first or second episodes, then I kind of stopped. And then I just watched this one last week. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so glad I picked up. Everybody was pissed because they did like a whole recap. So you were probably pissed if you watch it. But I was like, oh, this is great for me because I didn't really catch any of these moments. But I heard everybody's a little bit disappointed with that.
I actually haven't watched that one yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler. No, but I did see that people were upset. And, you know, like I haven't avidly like been watching it as much this season as I have in the past seasons. Yeah. Because I've just kind of been all over the place with work. But
and it's
like,
hard when it's like 2, sometimes 3 hours of your night. Like,
yeah.
It's so long.
And then you get really invested and then you have like the commercials and can't fast forward. I don't record ever. So
I don't either. I know. What's your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, gosh. That's like a really hard question.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everyone says that. And I'm always like, wow, I'm just a big jerk because I have a lot of pet peeves in my life.
Like, what's one of your pet peeves?
Like, when people, I feel like all of mine are like driving. When people back into spots, I don't know why that bugs me so much, but it really bugs me because they're usually like in my way.
That's what I was thinking too, because like whenever I go on like a long road trip or something, like I'll have like a friend on the phone or like I'm talking to somebody and they're just like I'll make these comments while I'm driving.
Yeah.
They're just like, I'm frustrated.
Yes.
And they're like, it's okay, chill.
I know. I don't know. I think that's like the most frustrated I get is when I'm driving for some reason. But I try not to do like the whole road rage thing because that's, you know, that doesn't work out in most cases.
Well, so there's actually like a roadblock the other day, like where we had to take a detour off of the off of the highway, and it was the only lane that was open was the right lane, so like the other two lanes are trying to merge over into the right lane, and these people think it's a good idea. I don't know if they realized that it was all merging into one lane,
right?
But they started going on like the side. Like
that drives me crazy. Oh my gosh, I hate that.
But it was like then two lanes had formed, and then the construction workers had like blocked off them, so then they had to merge back into the lane
and then they cut you.
So they cut me.
Yeah.
But I was just I was on the phone with my friend and I'm just sitting there looking at them, smiling as they like drive by doing illegal stuff, you know?
Oh, I hate that. That drives me crazy. Like, I'm like, we're all waiting here for a reason. You're not better than everyone. You don't get to just cut in front of us.
It's like passive aggressive.
Yeah. So I was looking up questions the other day because we were playing this game on our morning show, and there was a question that was, if you were on a deserted island and all your like needs were taken care of, so food and drink, those are, you're good there. What are two things that you would bring?
Is there waves at the deserted island?
Maybe.
So maybe.
I mean, surfboard. I would hope so.
I mean, if there's a waves at this deserted island, I think I'd be set.
You need a surfboard.
Yeah, food, okay. Water, surfboard.
And then one more thing.
Maybe sunscreen.
Okay. Wow, check you out. What is your biggest fear?
I think my fear is not trying, like getting out of my comfort zone and trying things that I am scared of, because if every time I like go beyond that fear and kind of go outside of my comfort zone, I find that like it's so much better than it was, than like what I was scared of. It was like more like I just didn't have like the appropriate, like I didn't have like the
Like, you didn't realize you could get there, but until you got there.
Right.
Kind of like that. Yeah.
It's so much better on the other side of fear. Like, yeah. It's just, like, a lot of times, like, it's just, like, way cooler.
But we're always in our own way. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, like, once you break through that, you're saying it feels better on the other side than it did before you were scared.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you just, like, get past that fear. And I think, like, obviously, like, skydiving was something for me,
yeah.
like, that I was really scared of. And I had planned on going earlier this year, and the weather got in the way. I was like, you know what? Maybe it's not for me.
Right.
I was like, not in this lifetime.
Right.
And so then when I finally did it, I was like, why was I so scared? Like, what was I scared of? Like,
right.
You know, and I just like am constantly looking for that way to like get outside of my comfort zone and like try these new things. And I'm like, what's next?
That's amazing. That's such a better way to live, though, because then you're always like pushing yourself, and then, you know, you're like always going to be your full potential self. Without
yeah.
being stuck in, like, the, oh, I'm too scared. Because I think everybody deals with that, like, the fear of, like, what if? You know, it's always not, it's never as bad as we put it up in our minds, you know?
Exactly.
If you're on death row and you get one last food, one last drink, what is it going to be?
Oh, wow.
I know. That's a really hard one, but I feel like it says a lot about someone. I'm always like, definitely alcohol if I'm going out.
Yeah, yeah, that. And then for as far as food, I would probably say, like, mellow mushrooms tie-dye pie. I'm, like, obsessed.
That's so good. I haven't had that in forever.
Me either.
Now
but it's
I
so
want
good.
That. Let's talk about your career. How did you get started? So you went to UNF. What was your degree? Were you in photography in school, or you weren't?
It was advertising.
Okay.
So, no.
Okay, cool. I mean, neither. I was PR, so same. So I get you. So what made you get interested in photography and making videos, and where did you start?
So one of my biggest role models was my grandpa, and he was just kind of like a jack of all trades. Like, he was not only like a forensic psychiatrist, but like also,
oh my gosh, so cool.
Like a race car driver, an artist, like a musician, and he did all these really cool things. And I just kind of, he set the bar really high. And like whenever I'd go visit him, he'd like have me do an art project or something. And I was never like much of like a drawer, painter, sculptor like he was. But towards the end of his life, he got into digital photography, and that was something that him and I could share. And actually, I picked up my first SLR camera, and he critiqued my first photo shoot. Like, I did like a photo shoot with like one of my peers in high school. I was like 15, and he like was like, "Oh, well, like you need to change that." It was just really cool that like
that
he
is...
was able to critique my first.
Yes,
shoot.
And that's where you kind of fell in love with it, because it was like something you bonded with him over.
I mean, he wasn't my only role. Like, my parents were both are the same
sure.
way. They love to like do so many different things and stuff. But he was like, as far as art goes, like he was just like one of the people that like really like inspired me. I started my own photo business in high school, and kind of
high school.
So I mean, I was doing like these cheap shoots, senior portraits. Like
yeah.
I was competing with like the studios that were also offering senior portraits kind of thing. And then when I graduated, I actually worked for one of those senior portrait studios from high school. So I worked there for like 3.5 years.
Oh, that's cool. So that was kind of a good experience
yeah.
too.
So
yeah.
I've just kind of like for the last 9 years have like my, you know, path has taken all these twists and turns, and it's kind of led me to where I am
yeah.
today.
So you've been interested in it for a long time. Did you take classes in college or anything, or are you kind of focused on the advertising side of your college career?
So I actually did advertising because everybody was like, oh, you won't make any money doing photography. I wanted to do like photojournalism. That was like the thing that I thought that I was the direction I thought I was headed in.
Yeah.
And I figured I could use advertising to like kind of like create the big picture thing, like
right.
you know, like I could talk to people, I could like do the photos, I could do the writing and all that stuff
yeah.
and that was my idea, but it ended up not.
So you have your own business, but you're also working at Lululemon, you told me before too.
Yes.
So is your eventually like your goal to be like just this full time and like have consistent clients and like work with different people, or what would be your like ultimate goal for your business?
For my business is kind of it to grow and to something even bigger, maybe be more like a media company, like where we have like a bunch of photographers that we can kind of like outsource and stuff like
yeah.
that, and just kind of like own like the events and like the different competitions and like sporting events and stuff like that, and just kind of be like, you know, grow with that and just work with like the big companies in the industry.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that.
Are you working with anybody now consistently?
Right now I'm shooting a lot of like the CrossFit competitions in Florida. I'll work with companies like, they're more CrossFit branded companies, like the Chesty or May Cargo, Barbella Box. That was a shoot that recently happened.
Cool.
And it just continues, like the clients just kind of keep growing. And
so do you feel like it's like your social, or your, like, do you don't do any advertising? You feel like it's a lot of word of mouth that's like getting people to come approach you to get them to shoot their events?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of it has to do with word of mouth. I kind of try to like create a relationship with like people that follow me and stuff like that, and just like build on that. Let them know that I'm an actual person instead of just like a camera, you know?
Right.
So like, you know, utilizing like Instagram stories and stuff like that is kind of like helps it kind of.
It's hard though, because it's like another thing that you have to keep up with, you know?
Yeah.
What would you say is like a day in the life for you? So say you have to do a shoot, or is every day really different?
There's no typical day.
Okay.
Like this past week, I have two CrossFit competitions. Last weekend I was shooting one, and then so this week is just trying to figure out how to juggle finishing up like 10,000 photos and then also working at Lululemon. And you know, like, it's a hustle, it's a grind.
Yeah.
And trying to find free time for yourself is like, or balance, I guess is a better word, is can be tricky.
Yeah.
Can be challenging. But I mean, I think that it's the fun in paying your dues and like figuring it out and getting ready for the next competition that's this weekend. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
So is that, do CrossFit competitions happen a lot? I didn't even know that that was like such a big thing.
They happen all the time.
Really? Okay, cool.
Yeah. The one this weekend is going to be pretty big. It's one of my favorite ones to shoot.
That's so fun. So when you're there, like, what's that experience? Like, are you just moving around as each person is doing their different thing? And like, do you send the client the pictures and then they post on their website? Or like, what do they do with that? All that.
Yeah. So basically, like when they sign up for the event, like we send out an email saying that they can sign up for photo packages. Those athletes will come to us like before they start competing, get marked. We are on the lookout for them every time they compete.
Oh, cool.
And then after the event, we'll have like galleries for them to go through and just get those photos of themselves. So
that's so fun. What would you say is your favorite part of your job?
The people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, you know, building relationships and meeting new people. And, you know, like, everybody's really cool in the industry, and I've not regretted any of my shoots because everyone's just been so awesome.
Is there anybody that I've never heard of anybody doing that? Like the active photography. Are there a lot of photographers who do that as well?
Yeah.
Like, are you working with a lot of people sometimes, or is it kind of just you?
So there is a lot, but I think that's because now my circle involves those people. So now I'm like more aware of how many people there are.
Okay, gotcha. That makes sense.
But yeah, the pool is smaller. Like if you think of like people doing modeling photos or like...
Well, I think of weddings.
Weddings,
that's like the big one for me, because I've had a lot of girls in here who shoot weddings. And I mean, every single one is super talented. Like I couldn't even, you know, there's so much talent. So I just wondered if there is like, if you find like there is more as you're doing this, or if it's just kind of very rare.
Well, I think that it's hard to find people that are just like in one niche. Like they're just like focusing on one thing. So like the cool thing is that while there is like a lot of talented wedding photographers or whatever they're into, a lot of times photographers will shoot like a bunch of different things and advertise themselves for that. So what the cool thing about like being more niche is that clients will actually seek you out because they're like, I know she shoots gyms, or I know she shoots active stuff.
Right.
And then they're going to come to you because they know that that's like your specialty.
You know? Yeah. And then you like, that makes you excited because that's what you really love.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So I get to kind of pick and choose, like, you know,
right.
Which is cool.
That's awesome. Do you have anyone helping you, or is it like, if you go work at the competition this weekend, like does somebody go with you and you guys do the pictures together, or is it really just you?
There's a team of five of us, and then we also have volunteers.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, we have like a big team.
Oh, I didn't know. That's amazing. And it's all under your name, like your business name.
That's not,
okay.
So that's actually like a few of us are like have our own businesses and we come together.
Okay, you guys do it together. That's awesome. Do you have any advice for other women who are listening who are trying to figure out their career journey, like kind of like yours, and trying to make it, you know, maybe their own versus working for someone else?
I think the biggest thing is just take the freaking leap. You know, like just do it, because it is scary. And I get overwhelmed still. I feel like I grind a lot, and sometimes I'm like, I don't have any free time. Like, you know, like, and I just kind of like get in my head about that. But then I'm like, no, I'm working towards this. Yeah. And it's crazy to look back like where I am now and the gigs I'm shooting now versus a year ago, because like I just started grinding and just, you know, really pushing myself to like do what I wanted to do, and and like found that like sense of direction, and you know, just like really took the leap, like just really believed in myself and
put yourself out there.
You have to do the work.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part. I think I've noticed, like, I think that that's like the biggest thing for people, is that a lot of people like aren't putting in the work. And if you just put in the work, like
it will happen. Yeah.
It will manifest itself.
And I'm sure like with any job, the more you do it, the better you get. So it's just a learning, like you're teaching yourself and you're learning, and experiences with like clients. Have you ever had like a negative one? Have you ever come across, I mean, everybody in every career has had an incident where they're like, oh my God, is this really like my thing, or what's happening?
Right. And it does happen, and it's going to happen. Continue to happen, you know.
Forever.
And I think the biggest thing for me in the last year is that I really have, like, upfront, like, telling the people what they're gonna get, and like, there's no blurred lines. Like, make a contract. Like, do something. Like, you know, like, be upfront and make sure that both parties agree on the terms. Otherwise, you're gonna get taken advantage of.
Right.
And like, I feel like sometimes I can be too nice, and I'll let them. Like, which not anymore, but like at first, like I would kind of be like, all right, well, we're already shooting and now they want this, so I'm not going to tell them no.
Right.
But like, I'm not making more money because of that. Like,
right. And that's kind of a hard line, because you don't want to look like a jerk, but at the same time, this is how you're making your living. Like, this is, you know, you can't really.
Right.
Yeah.
So
there's instances like that come up that you're like, you know, but maybe in the beginning you let them slide or something, but then you could think like, hey, I need to. It must be hard, like, to put that in, because sometimes people put you in a weird position without them even realizing it, you know?
There's crazy instances where, like, a photographer will give somebody, like, their day rate and be like, this is, like, how much it's going to cost for us to shoot, like, what you wanted over, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
And then the client will come to you, like, that same, like, it's shoot time, and they'll come to you. This hasn't happened to me, thankfully, yet, but, like, I hear it happening a lot, where they'll come and then they'll try and jam pack as much as they can in 1 hour and be like, can we charge that as like an hour rate instead of 2 days?
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
and that's just wild. It's like, you're not going to get the quality.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is I feel like sometimes people don't realize, like, I think like sometimes when you hear like maybe someone's rate, they're like, whoa. But like, people don't realize that there's a lot of work that goes into it beforehand, during, afterwards. Like, it's not just like you take the pictures and you're done. Like, I'm sure you guys have to do so much editing and whatever. Like, it's a lot. It's probably a lot.
Right.
A lot more than people think of.
Right. And, you know, sometimes, like, people just don't want to pay that much money for, like, creative services, you know? And that's the hardest thing, is, like, you're offering a service and people need to understand, like, the biggest thing is, like, bartering. People want to barter all the time. They're like, well, I'll give you a gym membership if you shoot photos for
me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I actually am, I at first did that, and then now I won't barter. I feel like that's like the fast track to like getting taken advantage
of. Sure. Absolutely. Because then once one person thinks that you can do it, then everybody thinks you can do it. You know what I mean?
Or they'll be like, well, I'm giving you this gym membership. I need you to shoot this event. Okay, well, that event's more expensive than the membership.
Right. Exactly. Like, I'd rather just pay the membership for the gym and then get paid for my job and then pay you that way.
That's what I was like, I like money.
Yeah, right?
I want to pay my bills.
Yeah, exactly. We all have bills out here.
Yeah.
Okay, so where can people find you and, like, see your work and follow you on social media and maybe hire you if you're looking for an active photographer or videographer?
Mainly Instagram.
Okay.
At
Do you have a website or anything?
Yeah, digitallens.com.
Digital Lens. Is that like the name of your company, Digital Lens?
Yes, okay. And it's a play on words. It's not L-E-N-S. S, it's Lynn's, like Lindsay.
Your name. Yes. Yeah, and if you go there, you can see how talented she is, too. So everybody go check her out and follow her and then hire her, okay? Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you.